Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn the Chav Tes and Masech to Sanhedrin. Some of the topics you'll learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Ketzad Boikim Es Eidim, how Bezdin cross examines the two witnesses. Im Amar Hu Amar Li Shani Chayiv Loi Loi Maklum, At Sheyemi Befenenu Hoidelei Shu Chayiv Loi Mesayim Zuz. If the witness testifies that the Nitva admitted to me that he owes money to the Teveya, his testimony is not valid. Only if the witness testifies that in our presence the Nitva admitted to the Teveya that he owes him money, only then is his testimony valid, because Lahaydis Niskaven Lias Loi Eidim Bedavar. The Nitva intended to make a valid admission in the presence of Eidim. The Gemara elaborates on the Nitva's Haidah, his admission. Tzarech Sheyemer Atem Eidai. Only if the Nitva informed the two people that they are to be witnesses, only then is his Haidah valid, and he is Chayev. But if the Nitva did not do so, his Haidah is not valid, and he is Pater, because he can claim to the Teveya, Meshat Anibach. I said this merely in jest, but I did not intend to make a valid admission. Im Loitan, Ein Toyen En Loit. If the Nitva did not know to claim Meshat Anibach, Bezdin does not make this claim for him. The halachas regarding kaisman, when can the nitva's haidah be recorded in the shtar without its explicit consent? Which depends on the following. Kanu miyadi, whether the nitva performed a kinyan chalipin. Bifnei shleisha, whether the nitva made is haidah in the presence of three people in which they become a bezdin. The three opinions regarding bifnei shleisha, the conditions by which three people become a bezdin for haidah. Machlik is regarding b'makarkoi v'leikonu miyadi, whether we say kaisman if the nitva's admission was for a parcel land, but he did not make a kinyan. The machlik is regarding metatli v'isnu beinayu, whether we say kaisman if the nitva's admission was for a movable item, and it was still in his possession, even if he did not make a kinyan.